News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Independent candidate John Moran looks set to become Ireland's first directly elected mayor, having topped the Limerick mayoral election poll. And News Talk's reporter Ellen Butler is on the ground in Limerick. Now, he's not completely over, obviously not over the line, but there's I suppose, a more distant chance, Ellen, of one or two people are chasing his coattails.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. That's right. He's kind of the runaway leader now at the moment. We're getting a much clearer picture of how the land lies now heading into day two of counting, because, of course, there was absolutely no polling done in advance of, as you say, this historic election here in Limerick. So no one could really call it. But then, of course, we got the tallies on Saturday and they kind of painted a much clearer picture as well. And they do appear to have been accurate. So counting got underway yesterday morning. It was about 5 o'clock yesterday evening before we had our first count result. And that put John Moran, that independent candidate, former Secretary General at the Department of Finance, well ahead. He is followed by businesswoman, community activist, fellow independent Helen O'Donnell. And then Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan is doing a lot better than expected, to be honest. She's not far behind Helen O'Donnell, about 1,000 votes between them at the moment. And at one point, we thought possibly Dee Ryan could manage to overtake Helen and then her transfers would go to Helen and possibly disrupt John at the top. But like I say, he's kind of the runaway leader at the minute. We got 8 counts out of the way last night before it was all suspended shortly before midnight, and he stands at about 20,000 votes.
Okay.
Helen O'Donnell back at about 14,000. So they whittled down 15 candidates to 5 now left standing. And it'll be interesting now today to see where the Social Democrats, Eliza O'Donovan, and local independent councillor there, Frankie Daly, they were the last to be eliminated last night. Their transfers now will be very interesting this morning.
Do we have any idea, Ellen, when we'll actually see somebody elected?
Good question, Ciara. We all thought yesterday it would be done and dusted yesterday evening. There are, as I say, 4 left to eliminate, more or less. The quota here is about 40,000. It's pretty high. There's talk it could take, kind of calculations based on yesterday's counting pace, maybe 2 o'clock this afternoon, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's hard to call these things. But there's a race card actually in Limerick Racecourse, the County Centre, tomorrow. So it all has to be done and dusted today.
Oh, fair enough. So we probably will. And it looks currently most likely to be John Moran. Very lastly, do we really know what this mayoral position is going to look like, Ellen? I mean, it's all very well being elected mayor. And I believe the new suite of offices is very nice. And people were talking about the price of it and the expense of it and all of that. But do we understand fully what this role is going to entail?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, really, Ciara. And I would still question whether a lot of people in Limerick have a full grasp of that. Now, 300,000 was spent on a public awareness campaign in Limerick City and County to try and get that message across. Basically, this new mayor will have an executive role. It's the first of its kind in the country and, of course, a test case for the rest of the country. They will be responsible for coming up with a housing strategy for Limerick. They're responsible for transport, and within 4 months of being elected now, they'll have to put forward a mayoral programme, and that is pretty much their vision for Limerick City and County for the next five years.
I have no doubt the rest of the country watching this with great interest. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is News Talk's reporter Ellen Butler there, who is on the ground at the count in Limerick, and it does look like probably this afternoon we'll know, and John Moran is very clearly the front runner.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.